Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
J.J. Meadow here from Blind Bargains, here with more on the Intel Reader, Intel's foray into the blindness low vision field. We did a pretty extensive review on the Reader itself, the unboxing, the review, and a comparison with the KNFB Reader Mobile. Much has been said, including from Intel's PR people themselves, about how this Reader really works a lot better with the portable capture station. So we said, oh yeah, well, why don't you send this one? They did. We do appreciate that. And so now we have a portable capture station here, and we're going to try taking a picture of a page or two with that and see if things improve a little bit. I will start out by saying, I have this folded up right now, and this thing is hardly that portable. When you think portable, I mean, you're thinking the size of like a book sensor, a Victor Stream, or something small like that. Definitely not like that. It's about the length of an from my fingers to my elbow. So probably 14, 15 inches long, 9 or 10 inches wide, and about 2 or 3 inches thick. That's in its folded up state. When you unfold this thing, it's really pretty towering. So it really kind of acts more as a desktop reading machine. It's not the type of thing that you're just going to plop out on your little school desk in front of you and take a picture of something. It really wouldn't fit on a small desk. It would fit more like on a table in front of you. So it'd be good if you wanted to throw it in a large suitcase or your car or something like that and then take it with you. But it might not be as portable as some people have imagined. That being said, we're going to undo this thing. And we have there's various portions of this that you have to undo. There's two sliding mechanisms, and that releases the bottom. So now as the bottom is unfolded, you could set a complete 8.5 by 11 inch book on this and take a picture of both pages. There is now a separate component to this, which I will have to press another button. We'll release it up to the top. There we go. So now this is standing up. Then I swivel this little doohickey thing from the side to in front of me. And then I will grab the Intel Reader itself. Here we go. So now that I have the Reader itself, I orient it so it's looking at me, and you set it in this little contraption, and there are the three plugs on the bottom of the Reader. You want this to line up with the three plugs. And they will, then you gotta kinda make sure the plugs go into place. And there we go. Now what we have is this thing sitting on a table in front of me, room enough for a book. And the Reader is eyeing me up at face level. So great for low vision people who want to see the screen. I guess the idea here is you sit down at the table and you have the Reader in front of you. The Reader is quite a bit off the surface here from the table. A lot further than those of the KNFB Reader would be used to. A lot of that, again, I think is so you can get a picture of an entire double-sided or book, you know, with the facing pages. So the Reader being a couple feet off the ground, you have that. The three ports on the Reader are duplicated on the capture station: power, USB host, and USB client. The power now goes from the wall to the capture station, so it's kind of like a dock, and then that power is transferred up to the Reader itself. So the capture station kind of acts as a charger while it's sitting on this base. There's no reason why you have to have it plugged into the wall, but that option is certainly available here. There's also one additional button on the front of the capture station, and that is a duplicate scan button. So you don't have to reach all the way up to the very top to scan. So, with that being said, let's turn the Reader back on.
Device status, 7:08 p.m., March 21st, 2010. Battery 100%, storage 20%, full. 7:08 p.m., March 21st, 2010. Battery 100%, storage 20%, full.
I do not know why it read that twice. I didn't tell it to, but it decided to anyway. But now the Reader is on. And we are ready to go. So we have this large folded out page here in front of me. Some sort of mail. I'm going to press the scanning button in front of me. You could press either. Oh, we have to go in the scanning mode first.
Shoot mode.
Now we're in shoot mode. Now, I guess what I just pointed out here is I'd have to reach all the way up to the top to press these buttons. And while I'm up there, I might as well just hit the scan button. Having a scan button down here didn't really help me because it wasn't in that mode. There we go. Now, one thing I learned from between the last interview, the last podcast rather, and now is you can press play now.
March 21st, 2010. Texts March 21st, 2010.
And what that does is that saves a little bit of time. It's now processing. And we should have a result in just a few seconds here.
Texts, gallery 509 inches with body, still processing.
Don't have a stopwatch going here, but yeah, I do realize it takes a bit of time to process, especially when you have a large document such as this one here.
Texts, gallery 509 inches with body. Gallery 509, in celebration of seasons, featuring photography by Rob Morrison about the artist. Rob was born and raised in Arizona and first came to Michigan to attend Kalamazoo College, where he received his Bachelor of Arts in Biology and German in 2006. He obtained his Master of Science degree in Ecology, Evolution, and Systematics in 2009.
Would you look at that? The capture station helps it be a lot more accurate. We'll pause that. The capture station helps it being a lot more accurate for something like this. That's just some printed out text. And it looks like it would have gotten all the way through. Making this product perhaps a little more viable. Now we're up to $1,900, the capture station being about $400. So if you, instead of comparing this to the KNFB, think of this as a desktop solution that's an all-in-one, it might have some merit. Let's look at this little, this is a food package here.
Focusing.
Again, I did that from the button on the front. It would have been cool if they could have duplicated a few more buttons on this capture station. That would have helped things out, I think, a bit. But still, it is a nice touch to have the scan button. This is a package of food, so it's
to capture another image. Press play to your text.
It's the type of thing that you would get questionable results with, depending on the reading machine, the system you were using. So we'll see how it's
does. Curried tomatoes and onions, creating a tempting culinary delight. This delight is now available in a ready-to-meal pep serving suggestion, traditionally enjoyed with Indian red or steamed rice.
Well,
nutrition facts: serving size 1/2 cup, 125 g. Servings per container about 2.5 calorie.
Started out a little slow, but we're doing okay with this.
20 g saturated fat, 2 g trans fat, out cholesterol 5 milligrams, sodium 150 milligrams, total carbohydrate 11, dietary fiber 2 g sugars 4 g, protein 3 g.
That is a package for some Asian. It's an Asian pre-made meal, and there's directions on there and such. And it, after getting a little more jumbled at the beginning and maybe speaking in some sort of Asian language, it picked up and actually started to do okay. So as I said, the capture station, it doesn't really need a big, huge 30-minute review. We covered everything else on the Intel Reader podcast, and you can go check out that for everything about the Intel Reader. There hasn't been any new firmware since our last review, so... no updates or no bug fixes yet to this point. This thing is pretty big, and they did that in part so they could fit an entire book on here. So I understand why they did that. There's raised edges on the side so you know where the actual scan area is. So anything that's inside or there's a divot would be assumed to be taken care of as far as when you take a picture of something. Sitting in front of me as a desktop solution, it's pretty decent. I don't consider this portable. I think that's a little bit mis-advertising. Sure, it's as portable as much as, say, a Braille Blazer Embosser is portable. I mean, you could certainly pack it up and throw it in the back seat of a car, you know. But for a blind person that's expecting to take this to a class, I don't see it as the most feasible solution. I think you'd want something a little bit smaller. The KNFB Reader has a stand perhaps coming out in the next couple months, and they're looking at charging $50 for it. There might be a little more trial and error with that. Many people say the learning curve is higher for the KNFB Reader, and I have seen some decent reviews from people. Despite its price, the Intel Reader does seem to have a bit of appeal for those who are not technology savvy and are just looking for a quick solution. It's very simple. You turn it on, you press scan, or you press shoot. So in that sense, it is a pretty simple device. It's definitely not in the budgets of many. $1,900 total, $1,500 plus this capture station makes it out of reach, and we still would like to see some more features. But it's not the worst option in the world, at least for some markets, especially for seniors who might have trouble discerning the buttons on a smaller device like one of the KNFB Reader cell phones. So, if you want this portable capture station, you can get it from many retailers in the U.S. and in the U.K. $399 here in the U.S., I believe $279 in the U.K. from Amazon. They actually sell the Intel Reader on Amazon in England and in many other countries as well. And maybe the price will come down over time, or they'll come up with a more compact solution. So, in summary, it's not as portable as you would have thought it would be, and it's really more of a desktop capture station, but it does provide some very consistent reading for books and for other printed material, albeit a bit slower than many might like. Our thanks goes out to Intel for providing us with a review unit to play with over the last couple months. And we do appreciate that. So thank you for everyone for listening. For Blind Bargains, I'm JJ Meadow.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.